I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. For more than a decade, the state has invested heavily in downtown Hartford, hoping an influx of public money would inspire more private investment. Now, a plan for a new UConn campus is the next step in that process. Officials gathered on a grassy mall just next to City Hall. Behind them stood the old Hartford Times building. Soon, it will be part of a 217,000-square-foot Greater Hartford UConn campus, home to more than 2,500 students, faculty, and staff. According to UConn President Susan Herbst, it will be a facility
that will contribute tremendous new life to downtown Hartford when it opens in fall 17.
The campus will abut the new Front Street District with restaurants, entertainment, and apartments built in the shadow of the recently constructed Connecticut Convention Center and Connecticut Science Center. Most of that was done with state money, and it began back under former Governor John Rowland. The point has long been to bring more feet to Hartford's streets. This time around, though, Governor Daniel Malloy said UConn isn't just about being a school.
Not just about educating people, but allowing the university to play the role in our state that other great public universities play in other states, and that is to be an economic driver within the state.
The facility will cost $115 million to build. It will replace UConn's West Hartford campus, for which officials say there is no planned future use as of yet. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.